This is Draft Lines with Jamie Lynch and Tavon Gibbons.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:02 on a Friday right here on The Fanatic. Sixers basketball at 8 o'clock here tonight. But as we do every Friday at 6 o'clock, it is the Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings alongside my partner. And with no football tonight, we'll get into a lot of basketball, some hockey as well, and what the weekend is going to look like. Jamie Lynch,
What's up, Tavon?
What's going on, man?
Bittersweet Friday, obviously, with some heavy news out there today about an all-time Philly legend. But good to be with you, as always. I love my Fridays.
Yes, it absolutely is. I love the Fridays as well. Last week, I thought we had a really, really fun show.
Yeah.
I crushed it.
I made some cash. I took your money, DraftKings.
That's what they want you to do.
Mike Evans first touchdown I hit. I cleaned up on KC in the over there. Mm-hmm. The only one I got wrong was Green Bay, but otherwise, it was a great weekend.
Nice. Well, maybe we can help some people out with this weekend. Again, we run until tonight, 7 o'clock. I will be on from 7 to 7:45. We're not going to make Jamie stay on a night like this since he did 4 hours this morning. But we appreciate you stepping in as always here at 6 o'clock, the Draft Line Show. Brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer. When you sign up, that's code FANATIC for a special offer. When you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And Jay, you are absolutely right, man. A tough day today. And listen, you can go first. I mean, I have a lot with this, but you know, you can go first with
I woke up today, and as you know, we have many long conversations. One of my first loves of sports was college basketball. My dad got me into it. We were junkies. My dad went to LaSalle. We used to always go down to Big Five games. John Chaney was a figure in our house that was bigger than life. He was the creme de la creme of the Big Five when he put Temple University on the center stage of the nation. And he was a titan, not only in college basketball, but locally, you know, just hearing his stories about the Italian market and that, you know, going down and his ties that he would give away on Daily News Live. He just had such a genuine, great personality that was the same with any person he met. If he was talking to Aaron McKee, he would talk to you and me the same way. Like, he was just steady across the board. I got to know him a little bit in this industry. I called him, you know, a lot. He would always have the time for you. You know, he would tell you, you know, reality. Like, one time I called him and his wife was not doing well. And he said, you know, like, no, I can't. We ended up talking for like 10 minutes about just life. And, like, he was all that you read about. He was a special, special person. He made his impact on this city, and he's going to be forever missed. And, you know, thoughts and prayers to the Temple family that knew him, his friends and family. Philadelphia lost the Titan today, and I hope he rests in peace. He left his imprint on this city forever.
100%. 100% he did.
Love John Chaney.
So I'll start with growing up in this city. Of course,
sure.
Just like you mentioned, Big Five basketball was huge.
Yeah,
and growing up in West Philly, you just knew a lot of basketball people, whether they went and played college hoops or were just street ball legends or whatever it was. But you knew what was going on in the city, and obviously, when the players stay local, which a lot of them did, you followed their careers. And John Chaney was also one. When you mentioned John Chaney, Sonny Hill, all these names that you mentioned, the Sonny Hill League with John Chaney being a part of that,
sure.
James being at McGonagall, so on and so forth. But the teams that he would put together, the 5:30 a.m. practices, mm-hmm. that was like, what?
Legendary.
What are you talking about? How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
And only one guy could pull something like that off, and it was John Chaney. And then playing as a kid, you always believe, like many kids, uh-huh. that you're going to be able to play college sports
and
make it to the professional ranks as well. And for me, if I stayed home and played ball, when I would have those conversations with my dad, my stepdad, about those things, it was always John Chaney.
Of course.
He was my favorite. He's my favorite all-time coach in Philadelphia history. I love from across the board. Love Charlie Manuel. Love sure. Larry Brown for the job that yeah. he did. Same thing with Jay Wright, obviously, and Phil Martelli, mm-hmm. and all these names that we can bring up. John Chaney is number one by far on my list of all time in this city. The Daily News appearances.
Yeah, they were legendary.
Legendary. It was fantastic. Starting here in this industry where I remember my last game in high school when I was at Roxborough. We were in a playoff game and we were playing University City. Playing against University City, and Rashid Brokenborough was the star of University City. He had already committed, but John Chaney was there for that game. And he ripped us up, right? So yeah. it was, but, you know, I couldn't help every now and again. Oh, there's Coach Chaney over there in the corner right there.
Notice me.
Exactly.
Notice me.
Yeah, right? Still having that hope.
Look at my hustle on D, Coach.
But yeah, man, he was just that guy. Then I got to know guys who played for him, mm-hmm. Knowing Len Greer, because sure. we were in school at the same time, and then Len going to have the great career that he did, and then Len coming in and hang out with me sometimes on the air, things of that nature. We'll talk. Lenar Stewart and Aaron McKee
oh, sure.
and Mark Jackson.
His guys love him like
all,
a father.
They all love him. And I love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. You know, even my kids, they know. And it was always this. It was always this. And we'll start things off, of course, with everything we need to talk about. My kids, I think many people know, if they don't know, I have three daughters. And their mom would always say, because she knows how much I love them.
Mm-hmm.
The mascot was perfect for John Chaney. It was just like he was that he was the mascot. Even though it was now.
Yeah.
He was the mascot. He fit everything with Temple. He fit their basketball program. He fit this city, obviously him being from here. I'm definitely gonna miss
it. It's a huge loss. It really is.
Yeah,
you know, Temple's never been able to find his magic since, and you know, that's what they're gonna be chasing eternally, you know, is who can be somebody that restores Temple basketball to what it should be, and he made it what it should be.
Yeah.
Because this is a great basketball city, and he was able to keep kids home, which is the hardest thing
mm-hmm.
To make a basketball powerhouse on North Broad Street.
And they were talented.
One of the first teams was fun. We were running through some of the teams. That Aaron McKee, Eddie Jones team. Eddie Jones is my all-time favorite Big Five player. That was like right when I was obsessed with college basketball. So like watching that tourney run, like I have vivid memories of watching that.
The 90s too.
Yeah, with my dad, you know, and
It's funny because when you bring that up, for me, knowing you, how much you love the big the Fab Five,
uh-huh.
your father taking you to the Final Four and all that stuff, your dad, and I always remember, and I'm mad that I can no longer find this VHS tape.
Oh.
I kept certain VHS tapes
with
the hope that I could transfer them over and stuff.
Yeah.
I have the, I can't find it, but I have the Aaron McKee, Eddie Jones versus the Fab Five game. I had that one on tape.
Yeah.
And that was one of my favorite ones. So just go back and rewatch it.
Yeah.
Because
I'd love to watch
that. I was a fan of them.
Yeah.
It was great to get to know Aaron the way I have since then. And then just the Fab Five being the Fab Five, but I always wanted them because it was always, can he get past the Elite Eight this mm-hmm. season? Can he get past the Elite Eight this season? And for him to have these number one teams and never really get any McDonald's All-Americans, he would take the Prop 48 guys that Mike was talking about, the whole deal with that. I was so used to reading in the Daily News or the Inquirer, oh, they got this guy to come, but he has to sit out this year, Prop 48.
Yeah.
I was used to, Prop 48 was a regular term, right, growing up and seeing what it was. But, man, I love John Chaney. I love Temple basketball for it. I wanted to play for him for that very reason. Sadly, of course, I was never good enough to get there. But he was the reason why, if I did make it, and they talk about staying home, I would have stayed home for him.
Yeah.
Because I thought he was that good of a coach. I loved it. I remember I had this coach in school. This was like JV. And we had a female coach. And, you know, it was like, all right, whatever. Let's just go out there and hoop. Mm-hmm. Let's get ready to get called up for varsity.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, she would yell and things. But it was like, I want to be yelled at by John Chaney.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to visualize me in the gym at 5:30 in the morning, exactly. Like, come on, Lynch, you're not good enough, you know, like getting yelled at. Like, that would be a badge of honor. You know, God.
And he made those, and while they were talented, they would tell you, he made them who they are. Like, when you talk about Eddie Jones and Aaron McKee, they were stars in this city.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron came from here.
Yeah.
So a lot of people knew Aaron already, but he was a star. But he was from that part of town. I'm from this part of town. I see him and Eddie in the gallery. I'm like, whoa. You know what I mean? And these guys are about to go to the league.
Yeah.
And, but a lot, obviously their hard work. And, you know, I love Aaron now. And yeah, John Chaney was my guy.
Man. Yeah, and I hope Aaron is able to get them back to a level because that would be a beautiful tribute.
Yes,
that would be very, very cool if he was the one that's able to restore it.
All the things with Fran Dunphy, and he's a great guy.
Sure,
all of that, and very, very nice guy. It's almost as if it plays out perfectly that Aaron is the one to do it.
Yeah, yeah, it does. I guess Aaron and Eddie were his two best. Pro products,
yes.
Right? Yeah,
yeah.
Nobody else.
Mark never really turned out the way that
sure.
it should have. Mark
mm-hmm.
Macon,
yeah.
And you had others who made it, and then you thought others would also Karcher and Lyde mm-hmm. when they got here.
I saw Macon play a couple times. That was cool
in the pros.
A LaSalle game because
oh, okay.
my dad used to go to. We used to go
Ripped
to like all
LaSalle,
the. Oh yeah,
yeah.
He didn't belong on the same court as them.
Yeah. So listen, we are of course going to do our Draft Line show. Brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. But we're definitely not going to shy away from speaking about Coach Chaney and John Chaney. He's the man, so may he rest in peace. And as you said, Jay, thoughts and prayers to the Chaney family
mm-hmm.
and the extended Temple University,
sure.
and especially the Temple basketball community that really, really... You know, is,
yeah.
And
just hearing some of the callers today, you know, like being on campus at the height of Chaney seemed so cool because he loved that university. Like he was Temple, and he would just be, you know,
it was his school.
Yeah, he was Temple University
exactly,
and it must have been really cool to be there during his prime.
Yeah,
when they were thriving like that. Yeah.
So we're not gonna we definitely are not gonna. Remove ourselves from the conversation with John Chaney. So please feel free as we talk about the betting lines for the NBA, take a peek at the NFL for next week, and certainly some hockey action in there as well. We have Jamie until 7 o'clock, and then 7 to 7:45 before we hand things off to Brian Seltzer for the pregame coverage. Sixers at Minnesota tonight to take on the Timberwolves. The tip at 8 o'clock. Tom McGinnis on the game call. We will talk in the 7 o'clock hour for sure.
Yeah.
And we'll take in some
Sirianni
things, but for sure, man, John Chaney is the man.
Yes, he
John
is.
Chaney is the
you think
man.
We get the big fella tonight? He fell on his ass pretty hard.
I think
he's going to want to play through
and
it,
and they'll
right?
probably shut him down. If they have a big lead, they'll shut him down early.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we can get into that. As a matter of fact, we might as well start there. But look, all John Chaney conversations,
sure.
welcome tonight here.
Yeah.
And I actually... You know, and we said it to Mike when he was leaving, so normally we keep these things kind of private, but I appreciate when Mike tells those John Chaney stories.
They're legendary.
He was there.
Yeah.
He lived it. Those are his personal stories, and I appreciate him sharing those.
Yeah, I'll never forget the first time I walked in Walnut Lane Golf Club, and somebody had told me, they're like, you know, Chaney plays Pinochle here, like, all the time. And I was like... Yeah, all right. Like, I'm not going to see John Chaney at Walnut Lane Golf Club. Like, you're crazy.
100%.
Literally, like, the first time I go there, I walk in, he's holding court over at the Pinochle table inside their little clubhouse right inside the door. And I remember being in awe because I was, like, fresh out of college, maybe. And I was just like, oh, it's Chaney.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, my God.
He's bigger than life.
It's Chaney. Oh, my God.
That's great, man. So, look, 610-632-0975. We'll take your phone calls on the legendary John Chaney is passing today. Sad, sad to hear it. But let's remember him like we should.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that man because that man is the best. And let's discuss him. So, Jay, the Sixers tonight, as you mentioned, Joel Embiid, they are in Minnesota after beating the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'll say this, and I listened to you guys in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I know how you guys felt about it on Thursday, after the game Thursday morning. I felt like this was their first true test.
Sure.
After missing Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving against mm-hmm. Brooklyn, no Jason Tatum in the two Celtics games, even though Jaylen Brown was fantastic. I still thought it was a test because LeBron and Anthony Davis did play.
Yeah, I was
trying to stay undefeated on the road.
They were 10-0, and I was praying that LeBron did play.
Mm-hmm.
Because
and play he did.
Oh, yeah. He was serious.
Right?
So he was serious that night.
He was serious that night. So for any of us to sit here and say that he wasn't giving it his all and Davis didn't either, no. They came to play, and they played.
Yeah.
And the Sixers beat them.
Anthony Davis doesn't want any of Joel Embiid.
Never does.
Never.
Never does. Never does. So
it was a good win.
It was a great win.
It almost slipped away from them. I would have been probably more upset than I was happy that how they pulled it out. Like, I would have been more pissed that they blew that lead. But it was a great play call by Doc Rivers at the end. I love part of me loves the no fans in the arena. To hear Doc pull his mask down and go, you just wasted seven possessions.
And I'm sad because I heard Mike talk about it. I missed you guys talking about that particular aspect of the game. I heard Mike and Ty talking about it because we're in here. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to Tom while I'm watching.
Yeah,
so I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah.
I'm charting. Uh-huh. So I know where
he was not pleased.
Yes. Yeah,
so. And I talked to Matty Cord and he was like, because he's right there.
Right there.
He hears everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, who does he kind of ride the most? And he said Shake and Dwight are his two that he rides. But it's good to see. You know, it was a great play call at the end. It was basically, hey, whoever gets Caruso, let's exploit that matchup. He gave credit to Danny Green for making the right read. And Tobias is playing great ball this year. So it was a really nice win. You hope that they can carry it through a bad team in Minnesota. I am looking forward to watching Anthony Edwards play a little bit. But yeah, they should be able to handle business tonight. I think they're 7-point favorites.
They're 7-point favorite right now. The over-under 224 as of right now listed, at least as far as the player props go. There are no Joel Embiid on here, so we'll wait and see until game time.
I guess we should find out, what, around 6:30 or so?
Not really. They'll no.
Whenever.
Ready. Yeah, I would say it may be right before you leave, but definitely in the 7 o'clock hour we'll know for sure. So I'm looking at this one. On the road, and I ask you, 7 is the number. I'll give you the player props, but right now, 7, how are you feeling?
I feel like they should be able to handle that. They're a much superior team.
Towns is out.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's still recovering from COVID, unfortunately, which is crazy.
Yes.
I can't imagine what he's going through.
D'Angelo Russell is also out.
Mm-hmm. So it's the Anthony Edwards show?
it's Edwards. It's really the Beasley show.
Yeah.
So focus on Malik Beasley tonight, and I'm assuming that that's where they'll stick Ben Simmons to try to
shut him down.
Game.
We'll have to take a look at his over-under.
Well, if you're ready for that.
Yeah, let's do it. I think they should handle the 7.
19.5 is the Malik Beasley over-under.
And he's, as you said, probably going to get Simmons.
He's the guy.
The old Simmons prison.
Will that exist tonight?
I would probably take the over still. I feel like Ben's going to switch around a little bit.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, he did what he did against Jeremy Grant and he shut him down the next game. Jeremy Grant had a better game.
Yeah.
25 in that one. So even when you expect Ben sometimes to shut players down.
Good thing we got Ersan Ilyasova for 2 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy Grant.
Yeah.
I always thought that kid was going
to
be good.
I liked him, too. I didn't know he would turn out to be this, though.
No, I didn't think this, but
no, and at that time, you needed what Ilyasova provided. So, but guess what?
But hindsight's
20-20. Go out there and get him now. You can still go out there and get him.
Yeah.
He is free.
Yeah.
19.5 from Malik Beasley. You're looking at that one.
I would probably take a slight over.
I would as well. I would think he would have a high volume of shots.
Yeah, exactly.
He's the one that's going to really fire it up between him and Anthony Edwards.
If he gets Tobias on him, you know, like that's a matchup he can take advantage of. So yeah. I think he'll get his points.
Absolutely. And they'll try to make sure when Simmons is out of the game that Beasley is in the game to allow him to go to work. Anthony Edwards is not listed here. So I will go to the other side. And if we're talking about Simmons defending Beasley, let me give you Simmons, which is 14.5.
Ooh, okay. It's up a little bit.
14.5 for him. And points, rebounds, and assists, the one you always love.
Yeah.
30.5.
I like that. I like that. I think it'll be a big assist night for him.
So 10, 10, and 10 basically is what you're
asking. Yeah, I mean, that's not crazy. What are his triple double odds? You have those?
Let's go.
I like that 30.5.
They don't have it listed right now.
I see him as like a 12 and 12 assist and board guy tonight. So if that's the case.
12 and 8?
Yeah.
Something like
that.
You
only need, you know, minimal points. I like that. 30.5. That should be a number he shouldn't have a problem hitting.
Okay.
Because if his point total is 14.5, let's assume he gets 14 or 15 points because they're usually right on the number more or less. And then you only got to get 15 boards and assists?
Yeah.
Let's party.
Okay.
All right. Let's go fire that one in right now.
All right. Let's party. Guys, listen, hang on. We talked about John Chaney a lot, and rightfully so, because he is John Chaney, and he deserved the amount of time that we gave him. And we're going to continue with that on the other side. Jeff, we know you want to talk about the bets, so we'll start with you. We'll get to John Chaney as well. Dustin, I see you, and Nate, and Brian, and Pat, and everyone else. 610-632-0975. This is the Draft Line Show, where we talk a lot of NBA. Sixers at 8 o'clock in Minnesota. We're still waiting word on Joel Embiid. No Towns, no Russell on the other side. Embiid, we wait to find out. So what are your thoughts on the game tonight? The numbers, the player props, we'll give you some of those with your phone call as well. 610-632-0975. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is Draft Lines with Jamie Lynch and Devon Givens.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
On 97.5 The Fanatic, Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Draft Line Show, brought to you by DraftKings. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens, 610-632-0975. We're looking at the numbers in the NBA. The Sixers, we're starting off with them. They are a 7-point favorite on the road in Minnesota. Still awaiting word on Joel Embiid. Someone sent me something that Keith put up, but it was since deleted, so I don't know if Embiid is official yet or not. Maybe you can check. But so we'll talk to you guys about that. 610-632-0975, and certainly the John Chaney conversation is still on the table.
Let's go. He just said Cat is not playing tonight.
Yes,
he must have had a wrong tweet or something.
Okay, so
because he apologized, he said sorry. Cat is not playing tonight.
Okay, all right, cool. But
good that he's almost back though. That's a good sign.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, but still no word on Embiid. We await that one. Let's go, Jay. Let's check in with. By the way, you were looking at the Eddie Jones.
I was looking at his stat line. Yeah, I forgot how long of a good to great run he had. I mean, he had 12 years of double-digit points in the league, and some years was up around 18, 19, 20 per. And, you know, I always liked him. I had a 25 Lakers jersey, and but I just kind of forgot how long he sustained in the NBA. That was a hell of a run for him.
All right, so you remember his two jersey numbers in Los Angeles?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You don't remember the other one?
25 and...
Come on, Eddie Jones.
20?
Nah.
No, 8. No, not 8.
That was
6.
Kobe. Yep, 6.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Because he loved Dr. J.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And he had to switch from 25 because I believe that was Gail Goodrich's number. They were retiring it, and Eddie was kind enough to give it up and go to 6. That's how it, I believe that's how it went.
I had, there's a great Kobe Bryant story that when Kobe, the year he was drafted, he was out in L.A., so he comes home, and he's over at the court. I believe it's in Ardmore? Yeah, I guess it's Ardmore that he used to run at all the time.
Narberth or Arbor?
Maybe Narberth. Okay. It was the Narberth one. And, you know, he's with his old high school teammates, you know, shooting around, recapping the years. Buddies are all there. And a couple kids roll up, and they're like, oh, my God, are you Kobe Bryant? And he goes, nah, kids, I'm Eddie Jones. Because he was a rook on Eddie Jones's Lakers team, so I'm sure they were boys. I just found that hilarious.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Oh man, yeah, John Chaney.
John Chaney,
absolutely. And as Mike mentioned, Eddie Jones was a Prop 48 guy from. I thought he was.
He's from Florida.
Like
Pompano Beach,
right,
or something like that.
Coming from Florida, and you know,
John was originally from what, the Jacksonville area, so he might have had a little bit of a Florida connection. I don't. Mm-hmm. I guess he didn't get too many out of.
I think the other Florida guy, if I'm not mistaken, was it Lamont Barnes that was also Florida.
Does that sound about right?
All right. Well, Lamont Barnes, and obviously that was a look. That was later. That was when Lynn Greer and Karcher and Pepe Sanchez.
He was born in Kentucky.
Okay. There was someone else from Florida. All right. 610 6320975. Eddie Jones was the man. He still is the man.
Yeah, he still is.
Yeah, and I heard Nick Van Exel recently say,
dude,
the reason why Eddie, because they were tight. At, you know, they were rookies together.
Van Exel in college was unreal.
So he wore number 6 because of the Dr. J thing.
That's cool.
And Nick said that he was kind of the one who convinced Eddie, because you remember he was 21 at Temple and 25 while he was with the Lakers and had to switch. And he convinced him to wear number 6, the Dr. J thing and all. So
that's very cool.
Yeah, pretty good. 610-632-0975. Jeff and Ambley tipping us off here tonight on the Draft Line Show. Jeff, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
Not much.
First thing I want to say is, let me tell you about this linchpin years. We're talking about it. Tailgating, blue horse waiting, Aussie rules kicking, Angelo riffing, son of a gun. Talking about a no hair having, big time gabbing, catch him in on the Zoom, smartest guy in the room, Jamie Lynch, and he's having a hard time keeping these jabronis down.
Is this Jeff Keys?
Yes, it is.
What's up, dude?
Oh, great to talk to you, James.
Yeah, how you been, buddy? Good to talk to you.
Doing well.
First Jeff and I used to work at a restaurant together back in the day. Yeah.
With a little Daryl Dawkins.
I met my wife at that restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good relationships came from that place.
So I'm a first-time caller, and why?
Thank you.
Because you guys are my fanatic dream team.
Thank you, man.
I wanted the chance, nay, the privilege, to mix it up with you two titans of the Philadelphia Airways. You guys got a lot of great callers, smart guys. You got the grass and media to the Phil Keyses on the cell. These guys nail it when they call. So there's no need to rehash that Lakers game. It's in the past. We need to look forward to tonight.
So what you like the 7, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what I want? I want a blowout win. Everybody's getting blowout wins. I want a blowout win. I'm talking double digits, a dozen for safe measure. We need to send a message to all these haters. Give them something to chew on. And I'm not going to pull a tasty cake, Dom, and tell you to bet under on Jaylen Brown at 24.5 points.
Ooh, you remember that, huh?
Of course.
But he did give us Simmons.
Call on me, brother.
He did give us Simmons over 12.5, I think it was, last Friday, and he hit on it.
He may have, but
and Simmons scored 11 in the fourth quarter. Yep.
My Alfonso the World pick of the week, Ben Simmons +4 rebounds, +4 assists, Tobias +15 points, 76ers money line.
I like it.
160, guaranteed money.
Okay. I like that Tobias one.
Jeff, thanks, man. Yeah.
I think he's going to keep it rolling.
If Embiid is not playing, you know where the ball is really going to go, and that's Tobias Harris. Jeff, great stuff,
man.
Yeah,
good to talk to you, Jeff.
Good to hear from you, man.
I got an intro for you next week. Got to stay tuned in.
Oh, beautiful. I'll be here. Thanks, man.
See you, Jeff.
610-632-0975. So, Tobias Harris, you like that number?
Yeah. I think he's kind of just at like 20 a night, you know? Like, I feel like he's been pretty steady. He's getting his, and he's finding his role in the offense. And, yeah, I do kind of like it. 15 seems like good value to me.
15 is the number.
15, and not 15.5, just 15 even?
I mean, look, it's actually, are you talking about his over-under?
Yeah.
That's 20.5.
Oh, it's 20.5.
DraftKings,
okay.
20.5.
All right. I was gonna say, 15.5 seems a little too easy.
Yeah. you got a little bit of a little sigh, a little take it down in the voice. Yeah. But look. Okay, so look, here's what I've done, and we're getting ready to come back to the phones with like Nate and all. 610-632-0975, Dustin, Rob, Brian. 20.5. But
that's the right number.
How much do we talk about the live betting? So, what I've noticed, if you go into certain games, and I'm guessing it'll be the Sixers game tonight where we'll be able to do this, they'll have the live betting, and DraftKings is so good at this, they'll adjust the player over under point score.
So you wait, based on how you wait for it to drop a little bit, and then you pounce?
You could. The other night when he dropped to 24 in the Lakers, it got as low as 17.5 in the third quarter, and I was like, oh yeah, I'll take that. I at least thought he would get 18. And he ended up with 24, the game winner. So just a little something there. Pay attention to it. Live betting.
That's good advice right there. My cousin's coming over tonight for dinner. So
okay, cuz.
Maybe we'll hop on that live action.
There you go.
Hey, here, I want to throw an odds boost by you before we get back to the phones.
Because
I just saw it. I logged in, and it's up top. Odds boost. Special banner. Giannis and Zion over 5.5 combined dunks boosted from +250 to +400.
Oh, yeah, I'm in on that one.
I already took it.
Yeah. How much? 4.5?
5.5.
5.5. All right, so you think about it. So you're talking Brooke Lopez and Giannis as the defensive stoppers for their team. Opposite that, Steven Adams. So can Giannis get those dunks on Steven Adams, or however you want to look at it? Jackson Hayes gets too excited. He's good for getting dunked on, so that could work for you.
$20 pays $100.
Oh yeah, I'm in.
Let's party.
+400. Let's do it. The last time I did this, Tyler Zuli and I were in here while the game was ongoing. It was LeBron James 1.5 dunks in the game. And I'm like, are you serious, DraftKings?
What do you think he averages a game? Like 4? Probably. I mean, off just roughly.
Who's this?
LeBron.
Nah, it's going
three,
down.
3 or 4,
but
maybe.
I was saying 1.5?
Yeah,
that's he can get two. Yeah, exactly.
Don't insult the king.
So, yeah, I'm in on this one. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Nate in Southwest next here on The Fanatic. What's up, Nate?
Bro, I forgot I was on hold, bro.
What's up,
thanks
man?
For hanging on. Man, because I'm sitting up here listening to y'all, man. And look, I'm sitting up here. I was on the gram, too. Like, I just don't. Like, I was in a barbershop a minute ago, and I was talking to one kid. He's probably like 19, 20, and I'm talking about Aaron McCann, Eddie Jones. He's like, Eddie who? I'm like, what? Did you just say Eddie who, bro? He's like, who's Eddie? I'm like, bro, Eddie Jones, bro? Listen, I ain't even going to hold you. Just how bad I wanted Temple to get a start. At first, I thought Rasheed was going to be a proposition 8-48.
We talked about that off air, Nate. And
I was so praying, like, please be a prop 48, because I want John Tatum.
He was Sheed, though. There was no way Sheed was going to be a prop 48.
Yeah, we understand.
Not
that,
when
bro,
you got Dean Smith always... in your house the next day after absolutely, he wins a championship.
Absolutely. But you always have hope, bro. You know what I'm saying? I had that hope that she would play for a Philly team. You know what I'm saying? I ain't wanted to be LaSalle or any other team. But Temple would have been right on Broad Street, right down North Philly. And Taney was a father that figure to everybody, bro. He had this one kid from my neighborhood that I knew was good playing basketball. But I didn't know he would take him to the next. Like, Alex Wesley was a good kid. Marty Collins was a good kid. Listen, Wes is my man, bro. Like, I used to be like, he's going to be an okay player. But John took him up an extra level, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Like, Marty Collins was an all right player. But John made him a different player, bro.
I'm a pro.
I didn't think Marty was going to make the league. Mm-hmm. He made the league.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. So, bro, it's crazy to lose 3 legends in 1 week, bro. That's really, really hard. You know what I'm saying? You lose Hank Aaron, then you lose Cicely Tyson yesterday, and then on top of it all, you lose John Chaney today. So, that's a rough week for the African-American community.
Yep, no doubt, man.
I mean, I'm just keeping it real.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it. And great names, too. Marty and Alex Wesby. Yeah, some great names, man. Yeah, thanks, Nate. Really appreciate that.
He was a factory, man. He turned players out. Like Nate was just saying, I don't doubt he got some guys that weren't nearly as good as when they got there to where they left. He elevated guys' games like nobody else.
And even if they didn't get to the NBA.
Yeah,
there were many who had made livings overseas.
Sure,
man.
I mean, just look at Pepe Sanchez fell under Chaney, right?
Yes, he was there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Pepe played in the league, what, maybe 4 or 5 years?
I think he had about 2 or 3 max, and then he went back over to Argentina.
I was going to say, he's probably still playing. He's probably making tax-free money living somewhere in Europe.
He was on the Argentina team that with Manu Ginobili and company that beat that won the gold.
Yeah, I mean, he made a lot of money for a lot of guys.
Saw on the other day on, what's the one throwback Twitter account that gives you, like, throwback hoops, but it's videos and
I'd probably
stuff.
Follow like 15 of
them. Yeah, all right. So on this particular one, it was the, and I'll never forget this one because I hate it. Hate basketball heat. Hate it. Mateen Cleaves. They were the number one team in the country playing at Leah Chorus when Leah Chorus really first opened, and they were on at night, weeknight. Pepe, Lynn, Lamont Barnes, Karcher, Lyd, all those guys were on that
Izzo
team.
Izzo walking in.
Izzo in here. Mo Pete, that was the team.
Mo Pete was nice.
And Pepe got fouled with no time left on the clock, and he sunk 2 free throws, fell backwards like the splash that they do in the NFL, fell backwards, and just everybody stormed, and it was great.
I hated that
team, but I love that team. And if you remember, that's when I think that was the number one team. Tyshawn, Seton Hall.
Mm.
That was the year we were like, yeah, John's finally going to get to the Final Four. Tyshawn, Seton Hall goes off.
Seton Hall was, they've had some players.
He wasn't even that good. He wasn't. He wasn't the star.
He was no Terry DeHaire.
No.
Terry DeHaire was nice.
Oh, man. Yeah, 610-632.
Great name, Terry DeHaire.
0975, flea for the Clippers. Yes, indeed.
Yep. Yeah. Seton Hall's made some players.
You know you can throw all them names at me. That's why I always say to Mike, when Mike does those shows, name the school, give me three and all that stuff. I'm like, come on, man. Why you do this and don't call me and invite me on? Let's run it. Let's go to Dustin in the Northeast here on the Draft Line Show. What's up, Dustin?
Yo, Devon.
My man, what's going on, man?
How you feeling?
Good. I'm okay, man. I mean, it was tough to hear that one for sure about John Chaney today. But I'm all right. It's good to sit here and talk with Jamie and you guys and just reminisce of all the good times with John Chaney.
Yeah, it's a shame he was a good coach. He got his up. And that's kind of what I wanted to piggyback on, especially with that Lakers game the other night when they were up by 11 points with 2 minutes left, and they end up, I don't know what kind of run they went on at the end of the Lakers. I guess it had to be 12 because they were up 11. But when when Doc called that timeout, it kind of, he didn't freak out like John used to do. But like you guys were saying earlier, like the first, me and my dad started laughing because we were watching the game. The first thing he said, when you could read his lips clear as day, is, what are you guys doing?
Because that's what we were all saying.
it's like about damn time that we got a coach that's going to tell these players. If that was Brett Brown, he would have called a timeout and said, oh, well, at least you guys are keeping it close or something stupid like that. I mean, he might not even call a timeout. You know what I mean? It's so great to finally see a head coach get these players to step up the way he's getting them to step up. And with John Chaney passing away, it's kind of it kind of brings you back. I mean, I was very young at those years when John Chaney was doing his thing. I mean, I remember him towards, like, the end of his run. But, you know, with YouTube now, like, anybody that doesn't know what we're talking about right now, kids that are younger than me, I'm 30, and I barely remember it. But anybody that's younger than me, if you go back and actually look at his interviews were classic.
Oh,
his interviews were absolute gold.
That's what made him, man.
He was a quote machine.
Oh, my goodness, the best.
He was awesome. But, you know, I want to I have a bet before I go off.
Yes.
A two-pick parlay that I want to get to.
All right, let's lock it in.
All right, so on Fox Sports Bet, it's a super bet, Jay. I know you like that. But it's I did a two parlay. The Sixers to win between 11 and 15, and that's plus 525.
Nice.
And LeBron James and Giannis to have two or more dunks each.
I love it.
It's plus $2,400 or $2,400 right
now. That's great value, man.
So $50 wins you $1,250.
Ooh, that's nice.
Spicy.
Nice little
like
pocket
that.
Change there, Dustin. We know how you live. Thing, little pocket change.
Beers on Dustin thing, next week.
I gotta ask you about this, Devon. Now, that foul that he had on Joe when he went up for that dunk, if that was anybody else in the league,
they would have been tossed. I'll give you an example. The two nights before when they were playing against the Detroit Pistons, had that been Josh Jackson, he would have been eliminated from that game. And
it makes no sense.
But they gave him the flagrant. They didn't want to take it. First, listen, it was a nationally televised game, Dust. Thanks for the call, bro. It was good to hear from you. Right? Nationally televised game.
Yeah.
It's the MVP of the league right now.
LeBron out,
MVP versus MVP conversation.
Yeah.
You can't do that right now. You got to keep him in the game.
Yeah.
As long as Embiid gets up.
And LeBron,
had to go back to the locker room, maybe they might have done something.
LeBron
but
was a little
no
cold. You could have walked over and been like, hey, my bad, man. Yeah, he just like walked away and stared at him.
Yeah.
Hey, during Dustin's call there, I want to share this quote with you somebody just sent from John Chaney. And I think this is one of the greatest quotes I've ever heard. And it encapsulated him perfectly because this is like when you met with John Chaney, you felt like you were in. Like he had that connection to people, to every person he met. I'm no different. You know, he wouldn't remember my name, but I felt like, oh my God, John Chaney knows who I am. He had that people skill. So this is his quote. My deepest seated fear, the thing that would go against every fiber in my body, is what I would ever leave the common people.
that I would ever become a high and mighty jackass. How great is that?
That's a Cheney quote?
That's a Cheney quote from an old SI article my buddy just said.
I actually have one that I saw earlier. Mike Sielski retweeted it, I believe.
Okay.
And I wanted to go back in the archives and read it, so I sent it to myself to make sure.
Nice.
That,
I just tweeted out an old SI article about it.
That I want to check it out. So
That's great.
I love that guy, man. I'm telling you. Love John
Cheney.
That
I would ever become a high and mighty jackass. I love that he was as big as he was, but recognized people change with fame, and and he was, that was antithetical to who he was.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Cheney.
He was the man. Man, 610-632-0975. Let's get Robin Wallingford in here next on the Draft Line Show. Rob, how you doing?
Pretty good, fellas. Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First, my condolences to the Cheney family, his players, and the whole Temple community. I mean, I'm a Temple guy through and through. I spent a decade of my life there, earned my undergrad and graduate degrees there. And I had a, you're talking about, you know, Cheney connecting with people, and I had an interesting encounter with him. when I was a grad student, my job was to administer tests around campus and, you know, the LSAT, the SAT, the entrance exam. So a friend of mine and I, we were in charge of the NCAA coaches exam. So, you know, we went over to one of the buildings there, and we got in there, and, you know, coach said to his staff, he's like, about us, he's like, I saw these guys, they were wandering around the hallway, they didn't know where the hell they were at all. And everybody was roaring laughing, and it was really, you know, just connected with people. And,
yeah, he had that ability to, whoever you were, make you feel like you were important. It's a very unique thing that certain humans have, and he had it in spades.
Yeah. I mean, Hall of Famer, and just a terrific guy.
Yeah, so to your point, Rob, and Jamie, you saying it as well, just in this profession, Rob, when I was still producing here, and I would do a lot of the night shows, mm-hmm. that was my shift. I would do a lot of the night shows, guys, and twice I had the pleasure of speaking to him on the phone, and mm-hmm. he was super cool.
Yeah.
He would just sit there. I would call him early enough during the break
mm-hmm.
where it was kind of selfish on my part.
Yeah. Hey, coach.
Hey, coach, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't want to leave him on hold when he's listening to the commercials.
Let me
talk to coach a little bit. And he's sitting there watching television. He's telling me about what he's watching. He was watching the games.
Of course.
So it was cool. And those were the few interactions that I had, not face-to-face, but I will always cherish the conversations that we had on the phone with him just being so kind to me on the other end. Well, he could have just simply been, you know, like a lot of guys are, Rob, when we call certain players or coaches or just these people in this business, you're a little disappointed.
Sure.
Not John Cheney.
He had time for everybody.
Not John Cheney. Yep, even over the phone. Rob, thanks so much, man, for that story. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, can I give a shout-out to my students at Newman University in Political Science Department?
So. Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Best of luck to them,
Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This is courtesy of Derek Bodner on Twitter. Doc Rivers was asked about John Cheney.
Mm-hmm.
Here's his quote. Every time you heard him talk, it wasn't just about basketball. It was about principle. It was about teaching. It was about learning. A coach in the dictionary is a teacher. I think John Cheney epitomized that as much as anyone. It's a beautiful quote from Doc.
Definitely is, man. Definitely is. Well, look, Jay, I know you got to get out of here. I would love to spend some more time with you.
I could end up talking college hoops and Cheney with you for 4 hours.
We can do this all night, but I know you got the Cuz coming over, so tell Cuz I said what's up, and you guys sit there, open up your DraftKings.
Yeah,
and
my cousin might be Mikhail's big number one fan.
Is he?
Oh yeah.
I'll let Kale know that. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
got a nice win last night. We did.
Yeah.
Nice
Robinson Earl's he's a player, man.
Oh yeah, I was talking about the Suns.
Oh, the Suns. Oh okay.
Yeah. Who did we have last night? It was the second game. Oh, Golden State.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, Curry gave Kale a little bit of fits, but
that's what he does to everybody.
But he also got his nice little hits on him as well.
Nice.
That worked out in the win last night. Listen, man, have a great weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you next Friday and then next Sunday.
So let the folks know, Jay.
Super Bowl pregame show presented by DraftKings. Me and you right here, 3 to 6 on Super Bowl Sunday. We'll hit all the props. Believe me, because I usually get like
a lot of bets going on Super Bowl Sunday, I hate to admit. So I will come fully prepared, 3 to 6. We'll get you covered. We'll have a degenerate special before the Super Bowl leading to kickoff. I'll crunch the national anthem. We'll do all the prop bets. We'll have a good time. So it'll be fun.
Yeah, you'll have all that stuff ready because you know I'm not.
And by the way, I'll probably have 15 bets fired in on Sunday.
Did you put something on this, Giannis?
I put 25 on it.
All right, I'm about to do this right now. Okay.
Yeah, let's go, boys. Dunk away.
Guys, hang on. I'm coming back 7 to 7:45 before Sixers and Timberwolves. We'll keep it going. Grant with the Eagles conversation. Nate, Pat, Brian with Coach Chaney, and certainly anything else as far as the Coach Chaney conversation as well. I have some things that Jamie and I didn't have enough time to get all these things off our chest about John Chaney. We'll do that with you on the other side right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.